in the studio with us, as she is each week at this time. Betsy Lundy is with us from the Downtown Bangor Partnership. Welcome.
Thanks for having me again.
Good to see you, as always.
Good to see you, too.
Do you want a snow day tomorrow?
Yeah, I think the idea of, like, not being able to leave my house with, like, lots of snow and hot cocoa and a fireplace, that sounds really nice.
See, that sounded good to me in January, but now my driveway is clear
true.
For the first time in weeks.
That's true.
I don't want
that's
it to
true.
Go back.
You don't
want to
go backwards.
No.
Yeah, no, I know. I mean, ultimately, I'm wishing for spring because I'm a warm weather person.
Mm.
But I would take a snow day over a gross brown day, I guess.
All right. Well, we'll see what happens. It's all pretty up in the air. What's not up in the air is that Betsy has brought along a guest in studio who's been on with us before. Mick DeLarge back with us. Welcome, sir.
Pleasure to be here.
Good time to see you in. Last time you were working with the Top Gun program.
I was indeed, yes.
And so what's happened since we saw you last?
The RX widget continues to progress. It's a free service that allows people to find lower cost prescription drugs. There's no cost to sign up. And obviously I continue my stuff with the properties in downtown Bangor.
Yeah, you're an owner of some property in downtown Bangor. And we've talked so many different looks at downtown Bangor. Why is it important to you to have a piece of downtown and be involved so closely with it?
Well, I fell in love with Bangor in 2004 because at the time I was living in Nevada. I was looking to get into some real estate development. And there was nothing you could buy in Nevada or California because it was too overpriced. And we were also looking for a great place to raise our son, who at that point was 3. And he's now a first year. He's a freshman at UMaine. Very proud of him. And Bangor fit the bill perfectly because I love the history of the East Coast, and the schools in Nevada were not very good. It was a great place for an adult, but not a great place to raise a child. So looking for a place where real estate was affordable, where you could buy and develop stuff, and it made financial sense, and also had great schools and a fair cost of living. And Bangor basically ticked all the boxes, because although we're a smallish town of about 31,000, we have the infrastructure of a town that's about 5 times the size.
Well, and appreciating history of the buildings have such a history in downtown Bangor and have the style and the architecture and the character that you just can't find these days in new buildings.
No, you can't. That's what attracted me to downtown. It was just so beautiful. And it was on a hunch. I would love to say that I could foresee the future, which obviously I couldn't. But I think I just kind of got lucky that feeling that because Bangor was sort of financially strong and growing, that ultimately the best use for downtown was sort of these boutique shops and entertainment opportunities in terms of great bars and restaurants. And the only good use for the upper floors of those old buildings, unless you have an elevator, is basically apartments.
So what have you been most impressed with? Because you've seen firsthand the incredible growth in downtown Bangor in the last decade or so. What's pleased you the most as an investor in our downtown?
Well, I think the sort of the catalyst for me, and other people might say it differently, was really when John and Rachel Dobbs did Patty Murphy's, because it was the first time that someone had sunk a significant chunk of change into redeveloping something to make something that was sort of world-class that you'd be proud to see in Portland or London, my hometown, or anywhere like that. And it turned into a smashing success. And it's what typically happens is a rising tide lifts all boats. And then when people saw the success of Patty Murphy's, and then we had all the other great restaurants and bars that opened up, like Nocturne, Blaze, Even Roots, 11 Central, it just, everybody wins. And the downtown Bangor community is very, very close in the sense that everyone's willing to help everyone else out. We all pretty much know one another.
Right.
There's a real estate group that meets the first Wednesday of every month, which is fun to swap stories and borrow someone else's brilliance. So I've absolutely loved it. I mean, it's been a terrific move, moving to Bangor, and I couldn't be happy with what's happened to downtown Bangor.
And it seems that maybe the fastest growing area going forward is that very concept of living in downtown Bangor and these historic buildings, and following a trend that's happened around the nation of folks of all ages. But as someone near that point myself, so many retirees opting to move to downtowns where they can be close to everything and not feel like they're dependent on a car, that you can walk around and dine, shop, get personal services, and it's all right there within a short, we have less than a mile radius.
Yes, yeah, perfect. Absolutely perfect. It attracts all types.
What's the level of occupancy of those downtown apartments now?
It's very high. It's well over 90.
Oh,
it's probably
wow.
90-95%, because most of the buildings downtown now is very different when I started in 2004, but by now virtually all of them, except for Exchange Street, have been redone.
Wow. That's right. Yeah, when you think about it.
There's well over 100 apartments in downtown Bangor. Well over 100.
So what's missing? Betsy's told us what she wants. What would you like to see come to downtown Bangor? Is there something missing that could make it even more desirable?
I would love to see a great small corner like grocery store supermarket.
Yeah. You've been talking to Betsy.
No. Anytime I've had a retail space open up, and I'm a very small player downtown, so I'm pretty tiny compared with most other people. But every single time, I've actually gone out and pitched it to people and given them the demographics of how many people live there, what the income levels are, what the need is, and unfortunately, I haven't had anyone bite on it yet. So
we just did a post on Facebook today of the Firth's new building.
The
Franklin Street building. All I did was post, you know, like new glass went in. What would you like to see downtown? And so many shares, so many comments. But yes, the grocery store thing definitely comes up. And like you can see the conversation on there of like people really talking about, okay, like there's so many people who live downtown. Here are the things that people who live downtown need, you know, and then also alternately there's conversations about like, okay, well, we're kind of maxed out on restaurants right now. We really got to add some other things to the mix before we add some more, you know, restaurants, let's say, like we're going to need more office space. So those people are out having, you know, fill the office spaces. So people are out having lunch and everything like that so that you keep that real healthy mix. But man, do people love to visualize what should go downtown.
Been a lot of discussion about what to do with the bus. So was that decision the right one for downtown Bangor?
Well, it's one of these things. It's a bit like herding cats. I mean, everyone has a different opinion for valid reasons. I mean, obviously, downtown Bangor has to be well served by public transportation. And there's a lot of folks that use the bus to get up to Orno, and it's terrific. Some college professors that rather than drive will happily take the bus because it's more environmentally friendly. I think it's a challenge because Pickering Square has traditionally been sort of a challenge for downtown Bangor.
Right.
But I don't think there's one right answer. There were some great hearings that the city of Bangor had that I attended where you heard different points of view. Mm-hmm. I certainly learned some things that I didn't know before. My big push is I was hoping that the bus system would actually get technology that would allow them to track where people get on and get off. Because right now, we don't really have set stops except for the bus depot to find out would there be a better way to optimize the bus system so that we could handle more riders and service people.
What a great idea. So where do you see downtown Bangor going in the next 3 to 5 years?
I think it'll just continue on. I mean, as Main Street now has largely been done, I think the next big push will basically be on Exchange Street. And then with what Roy's been doing on Franklin Street, which is terrific.
Huge.
I can't wait to see what those things
look
like. This
summer, between that and Tower 99, it's just going to be a whole different street this summer. I'm so excited for it.
Yeah. I'm very excited.
Well, we look forward to all of it, and so glad to have you be a part of it, and glad you've chosen this. Some of us were born here and never left. Others chose it, and we have great respect for those who didn't just pop out here but said, no, this is where I want to be with my family.
Well, Bangor's been wonderful to me, and I'm very, very thankful to the Bangor High School, and particularly the STEM program, for all the stuff they did, particularly Carrie James.
Carrie's the man. We love him.
He is the man.
I don't know. He claims he's retired. I think he's working more than ever now, though.
I don't think he'll ever retire.
No, I don't think
he's such an active and engaging mind.
Absolutely.
He needs things to keep him busy. But
definitely.
I'm very thankful that he was a guiding light for my son.
They do wonderful work. Great to see you again.
Thanks so much, Rich.
Thank you, Mick. And Betsy, good to see you as always.
Good
next
to see
week.
You too.
Shall we do it again?
Absolutely. Same time, same place.
We'll talk downtown Bangor. We're right here next Wednesday afternoon on Downtown.